The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parashas B'Shalach. We find in Perek Tazayin, Pasuk of Tes, the first Makar for Tchum Shabbos, the din of Tchumen in the Torah. The din that a person has to stay in his place and cannot go out of his Malkum on Shabbos. Ruki Hashem Nosim Lechem HaShabbos, see that Hashem gave you Shabbos, Akel Nosim Lechem, therefore Hashem gives you a Mashishi, an Erev Shabbos Lechem Yemoyim, a double portion of Mon. Shavu Ish Tacht of each person to stay in his place, Al Yeitze Ish Mekoyma, a person should not go out from his Malkum, Beyei Mashvi, on Shabbos. If we look in Shulchan Aruch, beginning of Hilchos Tchumen, it's in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, Ner Chaim, Simen Shin Tzad Yivov, Shin Tzad Yizayin, Shin Tzad Yiches, that's where it starts. And Shin Tzad Yivov, the Shulchan Aruch says that from Shavu Ish Tachtov, it's learned out, that Ka'olam Yesh Leidal Amas Mechamokim. Every person has four Amas wherever he is. Even if he left his Tchum for whatever reason, he always has four Amas. There's never a problem that a person stalk Mamish in their spot. They can always walk at least four Amas in each direction. Approximately 7 feet, somewhere between 6 and 8 feet in all directions. But the Torah also says, a person should not go out of his place. And Isser, they should not go out of his place, be MSV on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Siman Shin Tzadi Zayin, Sif Aleph, says, call them Yeshtra Alpaim Amel Haruch. Every person has 2,000 Amos. He's allowed to walk in any direction. Beyond is Dalad Amos, beyond the place you start Shabbos in. That means a person starts on Shabbos, he has their Dalad Amos in all directions. And after that, they can go 2,000 Amos in each direction. North, south, east, and west. Very often the person's malkum, his Dalad Amos, is extended. For example, if a person starts of Shabbos in the year, in a city, in an area that's halachically defined as a city, so the whole city is considered as Dalad Amos. And only after that, only after we square off the city, and we figure out what cities are connected to that, only after finishing all the squaring off, at that point the 2,000 Amos begins. But ultimately, at a certain point, when the person's year is ended, and all the measurements are done, that if this is the end of a city, at that point he begins measuring his 2,000 Amos. He's only allowed to go 2,000 Amos each direction. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us right away that this din of 2,000 Amos only at the Kadosh Chachamim. It's not Midaraisa. This is not what it says in the Torah, Yates Ish Mekoyim, a person not go out from his place. But the Raisa, a person is allowed to go more than 2,000 Amos, Mishnah Berurah says. He can go up to Yubez Mil, up to 12 mil, the size of Machne Yisroel Bamidbar, of the Yiddish camp in the desert. How big is Yubez Mil? Somewhere between 7 and 9 miles in our measurements that we use today in America. The Machne Yisroel in the Midbar was Yubez Mil by Yubez Mil, 7 to 9 miles, somewhere between 7 and 9 miles each direction. And up to that point, a person is allowed to walk with the Raisa. And after that, he's not allowed to walk any further. Like it says in the Pasuk Kedachsiv, Ayeitze Ish Mimkoime. And that means a person cannot go out of the Machna. The Mishnah Berurah says that many Paiskim, many Rishonim will argue, and they say that even Yubez Mil is not the Araisa. And this whole Ayeitze Ish Mimkoime is not really an Issa Araisa of walking one out of one's Tchum, out of one's place on Shabbos. Rather, it's Azhar Lagabe carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus. It is not talking about Tchum Shabbos. So it's a Machlegs Rishonim, what it says, Ayeitze Ish Mimkoime, if over here, we see in the Pasuk that is there a person to go out of his Yud-Beis Mil, to walk more than Yud-Beis Mil, more than 12 mil on Shabbos, or if it's only going on something else, is there of carrying from one Rishus to another on Shabbos, and even the Isser of Yud-Beis Mil is only Drabbanim. Now besides the Isser that a person is not allowed to walk out of his Tchum, which Drabbanim means he cannot walk more than 2,000 Amos, 2,000 Amos past his Malkum, and according to many Rishonim, Midrashim means he cannot walk more than 12 mil, more than 7 to 9 miles out of his Malkum. There's also a din, which it says over here in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Tzadi Zayin Tzif Gimel, that Kishem Shein Adam Rasha Lahach B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Ela Alpayim Amal Charach, that a person, the same way a person is not allowed to walk on Shabbos and Yom Tov, more than 2,000 Amos each direction out of his Malkum, Kach Kelev V'Behemta, his Kelev and his Behemoth, En Yoch Hashim Adam Lalichem Chutz Lalpayim Amos Shabbalim. They cannot be taken more than 2,000 Amos away from the Malkum of their Bailam. That the property of a person, the person's Kalim, get the same Shvisa, the same Tchum as the owner, and wherever the owner is not allowed to walk, it's out of this 2,000 Amos, so his Kalim are not allowed to be taken out of that area either. There's a big Shiloh, according to the Rishonim, behold, that the Isra of walking more than 12 mil out of one Malkum, one's Malkum and Shabbos is Deraisa, is there also an Isra Deraisa, taking one's Behemoth, one's Animal, or one's Kalim, any other property more than Yubez Mil on Shabbos? Or do we say the Issa Deraisa only pertains to the person himself? But the halachas of the Behemoth and the Kalim being taken out of their Malkum, that's only Derabbanan. So the Bir Halacha in Siman Tav Dalet brings down this is actually a Machlekes. He says, the Knesset Gedolah says it's Machlekes. The Marabach says, that taking the kelim more than Yibes Mil, that's the only drop on them. The Issa Deraisa of Yibes Mil, like many Rishonim, is only on the person himself. The Maram HaShaka, though, says it's Deraisa. The Rabbi Halacha says on the Chedush Ramban and Irvin, it's Mavur that if you hold the Tchum of Yibes Mil is Deraisa, like the Mishnah Berurah says, Machalik Rishonim, so then even the kelim is Deraisa. So the Rabbi Halacha says that even though it's Machalik Zachronim, there is a Rai in the Ramban, that if you hold that Yibes Mil is already Deraisa, even in terms of kelim, it will be Deraisa. Still, the Bir Halacha says that since the Shailu Rishonim, if the Yubis Mil is deraisa altogether, and by Kalim the Arsim will say that that's for sure not deraisa, that's what says the Marabach, brought down by Knesset Agdoyla and the Malkin Avram. So therefore, there's more room to make on certain cases by Kalim, Yubis Mil, than by the person himself, Yubis Mil. And there's other sphakis, other cases which we're not going to delve into right now. Now, what's the practical case of a person's Kalim going out of his Tchum? The person himself can't go out of the Tchum. So how would it happen? How would the kelim end up going out of the tchum? So there are cases that could play out, even though the person himself is keeping that lachas, he's not going out of his tchum, but the kelim, they would end up going out of his tchum. Mr. Burak gives examples, he tells us cases of how it could play out. You have a case that someone's clothing that a person was wearing, and the person, maybe the person didn't go out of his tchum, but let's say someone else borrowed the clothing, and he wore the clothing out of the tchum of the original owner, a person had a shvisa at a different place. You have cases on Yom Tov, when one's allowed to carry, you know, the owner himself didn't go past his limits. Someone else who started off Yom Tov at a different place, and he has different tchum, he carried it beyond the place. You can have cases how it could play out. A practical case where it would play out nowadays, that you'd have a question of someone's kelim, someone's property going out of the tchum of the owner, without the owner doing anything wrong, would potentially be as follows. Let's say you have somebody who lives in Lakewood, and his house is in Lakewood, he lives in Lakewood, and he goes for Shabbos or Yom Tov to New York. So he goes to New York. Now he starts of Shabbos and Yom Tov in New York. His city, his ear is New York, and it's Tchum of 2,000 Amos, Drabonon, and according to many Rishonim, 12 mil deraisas, all based on the place where he started off in New York. And New York and Lakewood, the Tchum is not the same as each other. There's a Seikim, there's interruptions in between, and it's considered separate cities, and they're considered out of the Tchum of each other. Now, let's say he has a neighbor who has guests for Shabbos and Yom Tov at home in Lakewood, the next door neighbor, and there's a sudden downpour, there's a sudden rain, and the guest wasn't ready for it. And this guest, who's now a guest in Lakewood, he needs a raincoat. So maybe the neighbor will say, my next door neighbor, he's away for Shabbos Yom Tov, he's in New York, he left his raincoat behind over here, and I know he always told me many times, when he goes away, I have the combination to his house, I can come in, I can take things, I can borrow things, whatever's necessary. So maybe I'll have my guest over here, my guest who's by me in Lakewood, he'll go into the neighbor's house, the neighbor's anyway, he's away, he's for Shabbos Yom Tov in New York, and my guest will borrow his raincoat, he'll have a raincoat to wear in today's sudden downpour. So the halacha would pashtus be that the guest is not allowed to put on the raincoat. He cannot go into the house of the person who went away and take the raincoat and wear the raincoat on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because since the owner went to New York and the owner's tchum is 2,000 amos away from the place where he started off Shabbos Yom Tov, New York, so this guest over here who's here in Lakewood, this person in Lakewood cannot go in to the house of the owner and wear the raincoat out of the house because the raincoat has the tchum of the owner and the raincoat cannot be taken out of its 4 amos, which in this case would mean it cannot be taken out of its house. If there's an Eruv, it could be taken anywhere from the Eruv, because that's also considered like the original Yadal Amos, and Shvuish Tachtov, we said, if there's always 4 Amos, you always get, and any enclosed area that's enclosed by an Eruv has no Yadal Amos. But beyond the Eruv, one will not be allowed to wear the raincoat. So that's a case that come up on a Shabbos, even on Shabbos, when you're not allowed to carry it, you can't carry out of the house, or if there's an Eruv, you cannot carry out of the Eruv, but you can wear clothing, you can wear a raincoat out of the Eruv, but since the owner started of Shabbos in New York, and his raincoat goes by him, his nigra, schlepped by him, it goes by him, and he started Shabbos in New York, his raincoat cannot be taken out, his raincoat they left behind in Lakewood cannot be taken out of his Dalet Amos. So therefore, this fellow who's in Lakewood now, needs a raincoat, would not be allowed to walk into the house of the person that went away for Shabbos and put on the raincoat if it involves wearing the raincoat out of the Erev. This case discussed in Shaul's Tshuva Sheva Levi, Chelek Vav, Simen Bem Vav, Ois Dalet, Chelek Tes, Simen Ayin Tes, one to look it up. It's based on the Mashmoyis, the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Tzai, Zayin, Sefer Zayin, the Zabir Loch also has implication. Now, let's discuss a different case now. Let's say a case where the owner of the property started off Shabbos in Lakewood. He started off Shabbos Yom Tov in Lakewood, and now he is forced to leave Lakewood and was forced to leave its entire tchum on Shabbos Yom Tov. I'll give a very common example. You have somebody who starts off, we'll talk about Yom Tov. Yom Tov is more practical because Yom Tov you can carry out of the Erev. Shabbos pertains mostly to a raincoat type of case because you can't carry on Shabbos out of the house. Or if there's the Erev, you can't carry out of the Erev. As long as you're staying within the confines of the house or within the confines of the Erev, you didn't go out of the Dalet Amos. But let's discuss the case of Yom Tov. Yom Tov wants allowed to carry. So let's say there's a family with children, and the couple, they go to the hospital on Yom Tov to have a baby. Let's say it's a hospital, it's Alvatchum. It's Alvatchum of Lakewood. Let's discuss hospitals that are farther away. Robert Wood Johnson Hospital in East Brunswick, New Jersey is past this Alvatchum of Lakewood. Or somebody will go farther, they go to Hackensack. Let's say the circumstances are such that they had to go to CHOP in Philadelphia, Children's Hospital Philadelphia, which is Alvatchum, which is assumed to be Alvatchum of Lakewood. And now, they had to leave someone behind to watch their kids. The couple went away, and they went to a hospital far away, it's Alvatchum, but they left someone behind to watch the kids. And the kids, they want to play outside. Let's say it's a place where there's no Erev, or the kids want to play outside in a place that's beyond the Erev, and it's Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry. But now we have a question. All the property, all the belongings of the Baal HaBayis over here, it started off, true, it started off Yom Tov together with him in the Tchum of Lakewood. But now that the owner, he left Lakewood, he went, let's say, to Robert Wood Johnson Hospital in East Brunswick, New Jersey, and he takes on a new Tchum, since he has Rishus to leave the Tchum of Lakewood, because he went for Pekuch Nefesh, he went to get his wife to have a baby in Robert Wood Johnson Hospital in East Brunswick. So now everything I left behind, what din of Tchum does it have? Do we say it has a din of Tchum of East Brunswick, New Jersey, because that's where the owner is, and he's there rightfully so, and he gets a new 2,000 amos that he's allowed to walk from East Brunswick, New Jersey. So do we say it takes on his new Tchum over there? And oh, but his stuff they left behind in Lakewood, it's now with them in East Brunswick. So over here in Lakewood, so maybe it's similar to the raincoat case that we discussed before, that if the owner went to New York for Shabbos and left his raincoat behind in Lakewood, so his raincoat cannot be taken out of his Dal Amos, cannot be taken out of the house, or cannot be taken out of the Tchum. Or do we say no, since the beginning of Yom Tov, in this case of the person going to the hospital, in the beginning of Yom Tov, the owner was over here, he was here in Lakewood, and his Kalim and his property, all got his Tchum over here, the Tchum of Lakewood. And therefore, even though in the middle of Shabbos he left, but the property he left behind, it still retains its original Tchum of Lakewood, and it can be taken anywhere in Lakewood, or the Tchum of Lakewood, plus the 2,000 Amos that goes beyond that. In other words, the question is, that which we said that the property of a person takes on the Tchum and 2,000 Amos of the person, is that always, that means even the middle of Shabbos or Yom Tov, the person's Tchum changes, so his Kalim they take on his new Tchum, or do we say that's just Halach in the beginning of Shabbos of Yom Tov, but in Ashmash, when the Tchum and the Shvisa takes effect, so then we say his Kalim and his property, they take on his Shvisa, his Din Tchum. But if the middle of Shabbos, the middle of Yom Tov, his Tchum changes, his property that remains behind, or any property that he has, it retains the original Tchum. What is the halacha in this case? So the Goyen Yankov discusses a case, not exactly this case, but he discusses a different case, which maybe we could start to, we could apply to us. He wants to know, it's an Erevin, Memhema Beis, in the fourth paragraph of Erevin. He boils on, he says, we want to know somebody who was taken out of a Tchum forcibly. Let's say Goyim came and they took him out of the Tchum, forcibly out of the Tchum. His property that remains behind his house. Do we say, Hayo Karagli by Leinheim? The property of a person goes by him. Now the owner is out of the Tchum. So Leizuzim Kaimim, his property that's in his house, he can't take it out of the house, he can't take it out of the Erev. Or do we say, Kivin Shemim Kaimim, there in the original place, Shabbos, Hayo Vahotra Hotra. This Shabbos is Mutter for this Kalim, for these items to be taken in 2,000 Amos away from this house where they started off, and they retained that din. So the Ganyank of Kler is a very similar case, a very similar Shaila, does not come to Maskon. Some people want to bring a Raya from a Ritva, an Erevin Daf Mamalth. The Ritva and the Erevin discuss a case that this Paris fruit that the owner took out of the Tchum, the Mezid, they were a Shoim, and the owners that went out of the Tchum, they took the fruit with them. And now the owners came back. So now the owners, they left the Tchum, the Mezid, and they came back. Once they're out, if they did Tshuva, we would tell them, stay where you are. No, they were still, they did their Rishon, the Mezid, they came back to the original place where they started off. So now the Ritva says that one might think that since the same way the owner, if right now he does tshuva, and he says he wants to keep the halachas, so we tell him he cannot go out of his Dal Amos, because he already left the Tchum on Shabbos, he left and came back. So do we say the payers are the same? So if the Ritva, no, the payers are different. You know, the owner, if he does tshuva now, we're going to tell him he can't go out of his Dal Amos, but his payers, his fruits that he took with them, they were oinus, they were just taken away, it wasn't on purpose. Payers, they have no das, they didn't choose to leave the Tchum, someone took them, and therefore the payers, the fruit, they don't lose their malkum. And since now the payers, the fruit are back in their original place, they can be taken out. Let's say it's Yom Tov and you're allowed to carry, they can be taken out of the house, they can be taken out of the Erev, they don't lose the original Tchum. You know, the owner was a Rasha, he lost his Tchum by going out and coming back, the fruits don't lose the Tchum. So it seems in this Ritva that the fruits in the middle of Shabbos do not get stopped by the owner. And even though the owner, that he left the Tchum, his din changed, and now he lost his 2,000 Amos, he can only go Dal Amos, the fruits do not get affected by the owner. The property of a person gets the owner's din at the beginning of Shabbos, but if the owner's din changes in the middle of Shabbos, it's not proven that his property gets schlepped along by him. And in fact, it would seem the implication of the Ritva would be that his property does not take on his new din that changed in the middle of Shabbos. They stay by his original din at the beginning of Shabbos. Now, Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Shailas Tuvas Milcha Shlomo, Kama Siman Tezvov, discusses the opposite Shaila of our Shaila. We want to know if someone goes to the hospital on Yom Tov, what happens to the stuff it leaves behind? It's the gear for the babysitter is watching the kids. He wants to know the opposite. He says, what about the stuff that the person brought along? The person goes to the hospital, out of the tchum, he gets a new tchum, he went with Rishus, and he gets a new tchum, he gets a new 2,000 namas. What about the stuff he took with him? Does that also get a new 2,000 namas? Does that go by him? So he says, the pashtus is this, and the fact that you don't see how the place can say that a person going out of the tchum because they shouldn't take stuff with him, he should only wear the bare minimum clothing on himself. You don't find that in the place. The mashmai says that he can take whatever he wants with him, because once he has a hat to go out of the tchum, his property is nigra by him, gets schlepped by him. And the same way he was allowed to go out of the tchum, he could take stuff with him out of the tchum. And the same way he gets new 2,000 namas, his stuff also gets new 2,000 namas. And he says, he's seen the Gan Yankov, that the Gan Yankov had such a tzad, that the property of a person goes by the person, even if it changes the middle of Shabbos. He says, the Gan Yankov had tzad to say l'chumra, we're going to say l'kula, to be lenient, to give a heter, that the person who has a heter to go out of the tchum, he could take stuff with him. And the same way he gets new 2,000 namas, his stuff also gets new 2,000 namas. But my son, at the end of the Tshuva of Shams Amun Orbach says, Tzarachin b'davazeh. Tzarachin, if we could pass this for Maisa, that the person can take whatever he wants with him to the hospital of Tchum, and it's all getting a new 2,000 namas. Because noch it's moya lochal Maisa, it's very applicable, because it's very negel lochal Maisa. For Maisa, there was someone in Lakewood who had a relationship with the Shlom Zalman Arba, and he had the Shiloh, before he was having a baby, and he spoke to Shlom Zalman, and Shlom Zalman said, yeah, even though the tshuva, he didn't write clearly, that's lochal Maisa, he left it with a Tzarachin, but Maisa, that's his tzak lochal Maisa. Person is going to a hospital out of a tchum, could take stuff with him, whatever it might be, and that stuff takes on a new 2,000 amas that the person picks up as new location. Which leads us now back to the Shiloh of the original stuff they left back home. Just want to point out that Shlom Zalman, the new prince of Mechah Shlomo, that they say that they bring a quote from a Lashon that Shlom Zalman wrote to somebody in the year Tav Shanun, I guess later on in the original Tshuva, that he says, don't ask me for the Rishonim in the beginning of the fourth parak of Erevin, to say that the Ben Hashmashas gives the din tchum for the kelim of the property of a person and stays the same because it doesn't change with the owner. He says we're only talking about a case where the owner rightfully left and api halacha we give a new 2,000 amas. We want to know what the din of his property is, but not somebody that acted wrongfully. So L'Chayri is trying to say that the raya from the Ritzvah that we mentioned with the fruits of the person is now raya. There the person got his tchum in the beginning of Shabbos. He did something wrong, so he lost his tchum, and now he's down to only 4 amas. His parents were honest, they didn't do anything wrong. It was anisi. They didn't want to do anything wrong, so they retained the original tchum. But the person, he lost his tchum, he's down to 4 amas. But in our case, the person rightfully went to a new place, he rightfully went to the hospital in East Brunswick, New Jersey, and he rightfully gained a new 2,000 amas. There, Shlom Zalman wants to say that his property goes along with him, and it takes on a new 2,000 amas in East Brunswick, everything he brought with him. And now we have to figure out what to do with the property he leaves behind, because if Shlom Zalman doesn't discuss it. So this Shiloh was sent, we sent it in writing to Rav Dov Feinstein, Shlita, and Lamaisa, we sent someone in afterwards to Mekal Psak from him, and he said as follows. He said, first of all, in the original case, the raincoat case, where a person who lives in Lakewood went to New York for Shabbos, and somebody in Lakewood wants to go in and borrow his raincoat on Shabbos, he says, he's not allowed to do that. He can't put the raincoat on and take it out of the house or out of the eruv, because the property of the person goes by the owner, and the owner's in New York. His property leaves behind in Lakewood cannot be taken out of his Dal Damas. But Reb David said that let's say someone from Lakewood goes to New York for Shabbos, and his friend is making a simcha for Shabbos in Lakewood, he's making a bar mitzvah, he's making a Shabbos shavuot brachos, and he wants to put up a guest. He arranges beforehand to put up a guest. That guest will stay in his house. You're going away for Shabbos anyway. Can I have my guest stay in your house? And the owner says, sure, your guest can stay in my house. So then Reb David said that the guest, he's allowed to take things out of the house. He could borrow, he could wear the raincoat. If it's Yom Tov and you're allowed to carry outside of the house, outside of the area, if you could borrow a svarim and take them out. Because when the owner lent this person that you can stay in my house, he's not just lending him the house, he's lending him everything in the house. They can use everything in the house. He can take stuff. He can use stuff in my house. He can take it out of the house. What about our case of the person who went to the hospital and left stuff behind, and there's a babysitter now, and someone's watching the kids, and they want to take stuff out of the house, and they're watching the kids? So here David says as follows. He said things that are shayach to the parents, to the couple that went to the hospital, cannot be taken out of the house on Shabbos, or on Yom Tov, where it's more applicable, cannot be taken out of the house, or if there's an Erev, out of the Erev. You want to borrow a Sefer, let's say it's a place where there's no Erev, you're watching the kids outside, but Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry, you want to take a Sefer outside and learn from outside, so it's not allowed to do it, because since the owner takes on a new tchum of 2,000 amas in the place where they are, the things they leave behind cannot be taken out of the house, not allowed to take them out of the house. But Reb David said, that's only things that are shayach to the couple, to the parents. But let's say something that's shayach to the kids, a baby carriage, or the child's jacket, or coat, clothing of the kids, anything that's shayach to the kids, those things go by the tchum of the kids. And since the kids remained home over here, you're watching the kids stayed home, so the kids are still here in Lakewood, they didn't go to East Brunswick to Robert Wood Johnson Hospital, so they still retain their tchum. Things that are shayach to the kids go by the tchum of the kids, and they can be taken out of the house, out of the eruv, and up to 2,000 namas, out of the city. And he explained that the ownership that we talk about in terms of tchumen, that the property of a person gets the tchumen of the person, doesn't go by chesh mishpatik ownership. It's not chesh mishpat shayla, who had the kinyonim. We're not saying that the child, he owns his baby carriage. Of course his father owns his baby carriage. But the tchumen, it doesn't go by the technical monastic owner, the financial owner that you'd have as a chesh mishpat in Torah and Bezdin. It goes by who these things are shayach to, who they are misyachas to, who they go by, who they are by for Shabbos. And he brought a raya for Gemara in Be'ah Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis by the Sigur of Shvisas Caleb in the fifth paragraph of Be'ah that says someone gives an animal over to a roya, to a shepherd. Even though they only give the animal over to the shepherd on Yom Tov, the animal gets a tchum of the shepherd. And the Gemara explains, you're talking about a case where there's one shepherd for the whole town. So you know that the Rashi explains it, we know that you're going to be using that shepherd. So, and that's who's going to be taking care of the animal on Yom Tov. So the animal is shy after the shepherd. Because he's the one we know is going to be taken care of on Yom Tov. Even though you gave it to him on Yom Tov, it was not by the shepherd, Ben Ashmoshes, when Yom Tov started, it was not by him in the evening, it gets the tchum of the shepherd. And this halacha is paskin, Shulchan Aruch, also say Mishin Tzai, Zayin Tzav Hei, Shmur talks about Sifkan Yad Beis. The shepherd is not the financial owner, he's not even a shoyl or a shemer in it, he didn't do any kinyonim by the beginning of Yom Tov. But still, it goes by him, because he's the person who the animal is shayav to. We can add another raya, for Gemara over there in Daf Lamed Ches, says someone borrows a keli from his friend, and on Erev Yom Tov, so it goes by the borrower, the tchum goes by the borrower, and the Gemara says clearly, even though the borrower did not come to pick up the keli to Yom Tov, he did not do any kinyan in Erev Yom Tov, he just arranged on Erev Yom Tov to borrow it, but he first picked it up, he did the Akbah, did the Mashiach on Yom Tov. And the reason is since they made the arrangement on Erev Yom Tov, he's going to borrow it on Yom Tov for the whole Yom Tov, for the whole day of Yom Tov, so it's considered that it was Shayach, Mishtayach to the borrower, it's going to be by him. And this is also the Pasuk, and also Shulchan Aruch, some Mishin Tzai Zayin Tzav Kon Yudalef. And the Shtabur and Sifkan Chavav says clearly, even though not the Mashiach on Erev Yom Tov, and Medina, it's not by him yet, but since he made the arrangement for the borrowing on Erev Yom Tov, it's considered by him, Ben Hashmash, as Lagabi Knias Erev, Lagabi Tchum Shabbos. There's other rayas as well. There's a raya from a Ravid over there, on the Gemara of Lamates, that says that even Magbiya Mitzilah Chavera, Loi Kana Chavera, if I pick up a lost item on the street that's Hefka, after Yish, I pick it up for you that you should be kind of it. It's a shiloh of the Gemara if you're kind of it, if that works for you or not. But the Ravid says clearly, even though the Kenyan, even if you hold that, you do not get the Kenyan. If I pick it up for you, you don't get the Kenyan. But the Ravid says for Tchumen, it's going to go by you. If tomorrow Shabbos, it's going to go by your Tchum. And the Chor of the Pshad is that Tchumen is different. That even though we know that Chash Mishpah might not belong to you, but I picked it up for you, it's going to be used for you, it's going to be by you, and therefore it goes by you. So based on this, if David said that if you stay in someone's house for Shabbos, he went away, you stay in his house, and he gave you a shush for Shabbos to be a guest, and he put up to stay in his house, so he let you borrow all the things in the house. Does not mean he did a Chash Mishpah Kinyan, all the items in his house, but for Shabbos and Yom Tov. To technically borrow it. It means that all the things in the house are mishtayach to you. They're yours. They're yours for you to be used over Shabbos Yom Tov. They go by your tchum. And similarly, somebody went to the hospital on Yom Tov that's out of the tchum. They left someone behind watching the kids. So all the items in the house that are mishtayach to the parents, those, as David said, they go by the parents. It's just the parents went to the hospital out of the tchum. Those things cannot be carried outside out of the Erev on Yom Tov. However, things that are mishtayach to the kids, not that the kids own those things, but things that are used for the kids, those things go by the kids. And therefore, it's considered as if it's the kids, even though a moment is it's not theirs, but for tchumen, it's the shaykh to the kids, it goes by the kids, and those things can be taken outside when you're watching the kids, because those things go by the kids. This is a case that's very negil, it's very often that somebody goes on Yom Tov to the hospital to have a baby, and that very often the hospital's out of the tchum. The hospital's close to the liquid, it's been shown in recent years, those are in the tchum. Brick Hospital, Jersey Shore, Mammoth Hospital are in the Tchum. Sometimes the ones traveling to Jersey Shore, Mammoth, they have to travel a little bit out of the Tchum. So I don't know what the loch will be for those few moments if they're out of the Tchum. But ultimately, when they're in the hospital, they come back to the Tchum. But Robert Johnson, Hackensack, or someone has to go to Chapel Yom Tov, and they leave someone behind watching the kids. So the items that are shaykh to the parents cannot be taken out of the house, cannot be taken out of the air of Yom Tov. But things that are shaykh to the kids, those things could be taken out of the house on Shabbos and Yom Tov. One looks in the Bir Aloch and some Mishin Tzai Yizayin, Sifri Yizayin, the Maschel Shichlam Kanzovis, he also got this Mashmois, that doesn't go by the financial ownership. It's a little bit different when it comes to Tchumim. When we say that the Kalim go by the Bailim, and they get the Tchum and the Shvisa of the owner of the Bailim, it means not necessarily the one who owns the Chash Mishpah, but it means the person who it's Shayach to. Which in this case, it means the things that are used by adults go by the parents, and things that are typically used by the kids, or to take care of the kids, for the kids, that would go by the children.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.